All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 134. Learning today is sponsored by Brenda Hanauer and family in memory of her father, Natan Ben Shmuel Tzvi, by Lori Matola Hoffman in memory of her father, Moshe Ben Yitzchak, by Marsha Kay in memory of her brother, Yaakov Dovin Ben Emmanuel, by Andrew Neff in memory of his father, Aaron Ben Baruch, by Martha Reese in memory of her husband, David Shimon Ben Arav Natali Herzl Alevi, and by Beth Stern in memory of her mother, Parol Yuta Bas Yitzchak Isaac, Tehinish Masam Tura B'tzura Chaim. All right, the question today is, one allowed to make hot cocoa or baby formula or other such powdered mixtures on Shabbos? So we're going to steer clear of any Bishul issues. I'm assuming, well, first of all, for baby formula or other cold powder drinks, there's no Bishul involved. For hot chocolate, there would be Bishul involved. Let's assume there's no Bishul issue. You're using a Kli Shlishi, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. There's no Ein Bishul at that point. Not everybody agrees to that, but many do rely on that. That's how many people make their tea on Shabbos. So assuming, as far as the Bishul perspective, there's no issue there, and you're using a Kli Shlishi, or like I said, some of these mixtures don't even involve hot water. Is there anything else to be concerned with? Are you allowed to make this hot cocoa or baby formula on Shabbos? My kids started getting into hot cocoa recently, so they asked me to make it for them. So now, would I be allowed to do so on Shabbos? Again, irrespective of Bishul. So the other issue to take into account is the malacha of lisha, of lush, of kneading, which is basically the act of kneading is if you have some sort of flour, like, or powder, and you add together water, you add in water, and you mix it together, and now you have some sort of dough. So that is the violation, the malacha d'oraisa of lisha, and that is usher on Shabbos. So I know it seems a little far-fetched, but let's see, does this possibly apply to some of these powdered drinks, where there is some sort of combination of, like, a powder and water, and we're making a new substance. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chav Alef Sifkat Nun gives a nice little introduction to the Malacha of Lisha, and he points out that there are two different potential usher activities that one can violate, either adding water to, like, the powder or flour, or the act of mixing together. And sometimes you get two people doing two different acts. Someone pours in the water, and another person does the mixing. So, like, who's chayav there? So basically, it depends. Certain things, the act of pouring the water is the significant activity that really clumps it up together. And for other mixtures, it's the act of mixing. So it really depends on the substances at play for when one would be chayav for lisha. That being said, says the Mishnah Berurah, one can do lisha in certain cases with a shinoi. So if you normally, let's say, for the act of pouring in water, you normally would first put in the powder and then pour in the water. So a shinoi would be reverse the order. First put in the water and then the powder. Or as far as the mixing goes, if someone normally mixes in a circular fashion, so a shinoi would be do it in like a crisscross fashion, or shake it up in a canister or something like that, because that's the abnormal way to mix it together. So I'll get to in a minute, in some cases doing it with a shinoi would actually solve the issue. So again, two potential usher activities of adding the water or mixing, and within each of those there's a shinoi to be done to do it in a permissible fashion. So can I do it with a shinoi? So it depends. Because one more set of twos. There are two types of batters that we could discuss. Number one is a blila ava, a thick batter. Number two is a blila raka, a thin batter. So a blila ava, like actual challah dough, that's very thick. After you mix it up with flour and water, it's very thick. Maybe some very thick oatmeal. These are blila avas. You can never make a blila ava basically, or I shouldn't say never, but mostly steer clear of making blila avas on Shabbos. It would be an isser to oraisa if you do it. It's more complicated. Within blila raka, the thinner mixtures, like maybe a more liquidy, by thinnish, I mean like more liquidy. Like a baby cereal is a little bit more liquidy. Other batters are more liquidy. So if you're dealing with a blila raka, a more liquidy result, so then if you do it with a shinoi, it would be permissible. The Ramah in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Tez Zayin there basically says this outright, that as long as you do with a shinoi, you flip the order of whether you normally put in the powder or water first. Whenever people normally do, you switch that order. And he gives the example, instead of mixing it with a fork, you mix it with your finger. You do whatever shinoi is necessary in order to make that blila raka, that thin batter, and it'll be okay. But for a blila ava, we should avoid it altogether. Okay. What about, hot cocoa or baby formula? So here, Rav Moshe, among others, Rav Moshe and Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet, he's asked this question directly, can you make, like, cocoa powder packets on Shabbos? Again, assuming no Bishul issue, let's say it's a Kli Shlishi. So there Moshe says, that's not Lisha at all. That doesn't even require you to do it with a Shinoi, because forget about being a Blila Ava. It's not even a Blila Raka. That's not even like cake batter. That powder pretty instantly dissolves and it becomes a complete liquid. When you're drinking hot chocolate, it's liquid. Baby formula turned into milk. That milk is liquid. So that would be permissible, and you don't even need to do a Shinoi at all. This is also quoted by Rav Ribia and the Lama Tes Malachos. The Dir Shir Mishneh Berurah quotes the Shud Or Letzion, who says one should be careful that if, let's say, the powder's in first and you're adding in some water, if you only added in a little bit of water first, you're like, oh, I'm out of water, I gotta go get more. Temporarily, you might have actually now made like a thick, clumpy type of substance, because if there's mostly powder and just a little bit of water, so in that moment, maybe you did violate Lush. So you should make sure to put in all the water kind of at once, that it kind of almost immediately or very, very quickly dissolves, and you never really have a clumpy substance in. That being said, Rav Eider, also quoted in the Lama Tes Malachos book, says it's not a problem, and in the end of the day, if it's going to be this Davar HaNozel, this liquid substance, it's like a completely different category, and therefore not subject to the Malacha of Lisha at all, and one would be allowed to make it on Shabbos.